Alaska's first electric public transit bus is set to begin carrying passengers in Anchorage starting tomorrow. Among other things, the trial period will test how the bus and its batteries fare in cold weather. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the city wants to see if it makes sense to have an entire fleet of electric buses.
Nope, not an electric bus. This is a regular old diesel people mover bus. It's loud, even just idling. And I won't bore you with the sound of an electric bus idling because, well, it doesn't sound like much of anything. While the reduced noise pollution is one benefit of electric buses, reducing air pollution and the cost of fuel are more to the point. City transit officials say replacing just one diesel bus with an electric one would cut greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 250,000 pounds every year.
That's a substantial change in terms of what we're breathing in, what our children are breathing in.
That's Anchorage Public Transportation Director Abul Hassan. Hassan says the city will be looking to replace as many as 10 diesel buses in the next few years. If this testing goes well, they might start transitioning to electric.
I would like to say this is the future, but it's not. It's the present. Now, there are a lot of naysayers in Alaska that think that this wouldn't work up here. It's too cold, or maybe it's some sort of a gimmick. You know what? It's not a gimmick. We can do something like this.
Gimmick or not, it's unclear if the bus will be a permanent addition to the Anchorage fleet. Electric bus manufacturer Proterra is leasing its vehicle to the city for 4 months. City-operated waste removal utility Solid Waste Services is picking up the $60,000 tab in exchange for advertisements on, you guessed it, city buses. The utility's recycling coordinator, Susanna Caldwell, says the ads will tout recycling services. And Caldwell says Solid Waste Services hopes to learn something.
Not only are we getting this advertising, we're also getting to test the electric bus because we're also looking into incorporating electric vehicles into our own fleet, looking at electric garbage trucks.
Now, there are practical reasons for testing an electric bus before an electric garbage truck. For one, garbage trucks are heavier, require more torque, and therefore more energy, so testing a bus makes sense as a first step. But isn't the inconvenience to passengers greater if, say, the electric bus's batteries die on a cold day? I ask Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz this question.
We're not running out of juice, and I think if people have the opportunity to be among the first riders of an electric bus in Alaska. That's a great achievement, and people ought to be jumping all over it. I'm going to ride this bus.
For its part, Proterra says they've never had a problem with cold zapping the batteries dead while on a route. Anyway, maybe you're still wondering, what does an electric bus sound like? Here is the 40-foot Proterra Catalyst E2, pretty much at its loudest, driving over a gravel-covered road surface. Yeah, still not much for a radio story. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.